We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dr. Christian Conte is joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Dr. Conte, a psychologist and host of Emotional Management, heard every single Monday from 8 to 10 right here on News Radio 1020, KDKA. Dr. Conte, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, when it comes to the issue of New Year's resolutions, it seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong here, that all of them have something to do with the way that we think and then how our emotions then play a role in that thinking process. So it seems as though that's where we have to start no matter what it is that we want to change differently for the new year. Am I close?
You are. I think you're right on the money. I think that obviously if we're going to set goals, that's dealing with our mentality, with our mental, with our mindset. So when we set goals, it sounds exciting to us. And then our body releases dopamine, so we feel really good. And then we work on our goals, and then it feels really good. And then we achieve our goals, and it feels good. But, you know, we tend to get let down when we finally get to that next goal because we're like, wait, I thought this was going to keep feeling good forever. So sometimes we get upset. Like, it starts with the mentality. How do we get our mind right to set these goals?
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to trying to have that continue emotional feeling, does it make any sense then to set lower attainable goals that are more easily gotten, if you will, so that we can then set the next goal that is easy to achieve so that we can continue having that feeling?
Yes, because ultimately, the reason why we want to have goals anyway is we want to change something in our lives. We see an area where we want to improve. I believe that we are naturally inclined to want to grow as human beings. Hmm. So to develop the habits, we have to practice it. And I think you're right on the money. I think we have to start with little things that are achievable. You know, one thing I tell people to do is, even at the beginning of your day, make a list of what you're going to do. And then cross it off as you go, because then you start to feel good, like, hey, look, I'm achieving goals. And you start to get in the mindset of, if I set a goal, I can achieve it.
Why do you think that New Year's resolutions seem to fail so often and so quickly?
Honestly, because I think people align their expectations with immediate results. I don't think that this is necessarily a new phenomenon that aligns completely with technology, but we certainly get more and more in line with thinking that when we want something, we get it. And when you do a New Year's resolution, you have to remember it's about a lifestyle change. It's not about a quick fix.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes back to what you said at the beginning, which I think I agree with you 100%. It's your mentality. If you say, look, I'm not trying to do this so that I can hurry up and get a quick fix. If you want to lose weight, if you want to stop drinking as much, if you want to, you know, eat healthier, then those are things that are lifelong changes, not just quick fixes.
If someone were to commit themselves to one New Year's resolution and only one, what would you want them to choose?
Without a doubt, 2 minutes of meditation a day, because meditation, there is scientific evidence that meditation makes physical changes to your brain. So the reason why I say 2 minutes a day is ultimately I would love for people to do 5 minutes a day, but I know that it takes a little bit to get in the habit. But I would say if that's something, I love that question, 2 minutes of meditation a day. And I've seen it for 20 years. You get into that habit enough, you will make physiological changes in your brain.
Okay,
other area of your life will improve.
Dr. Conte is joining us. He's a psychologist, and he's the host of Emotional Management Mondays, 8 to 10 here on News Radio 1020 KDK. When you say meditate, what are you thinking?
The key is to sit still, keep your body still, and to be present. It's not about eliminating your thoughts. It's not about actively saying prayers. You can have spiritual beliefs. You can have no spiritual beliefs. The reality is that if you sit still and you get present. In other words, you pay attention to your thoughts, whatever they are. You don't have to fight them. You don't have to stop them. You pay attention. You become present. 2 minutes of being present a day makes physical changes to your brain.
Doctor, I'm with my thoughts constantly. What's so special about these 2 minutes? I mean, I can't get these thoughts out of my head sometimes.
Because in that moment, you're going to become the observer. You're going to look back at yourself and say, look, this guy's thoughts are going really quickly. This is really interesting. So instead of just sitting with your thoughts, you're becoming the observer and watching your thoughts. You can almost watch them drive by on a train and see them move. Wow, those were really quickly. So you're not resisting them. You're mm-hmm. just trying to be as present as possible, because most of your thoughts have you in the past or in the future. And what meditation does is help you come to the only moment that really exists, the present.
Do you make any assessment regarding those thoughts?
At first, I think you do, but one of the things you'll learn to do is realize it's not about them being good or bad, right or wrong. It's whether or not they are effective in regard to getting you what you want. So if you want peace and you wake up every day and you start thinking about the people who make you the most angry, eventually you become really aware of that and say, if I really want peace, why am I spending so much time on stuff that makes me angry?
Interesting. All right. This is some of the stuff that you talk about on your show every single Monday, right?
Every Monday. And the reason why I love doing that show, and you know what, I've learned a lot from a lot of you guys there. Like, I've learned a ton from you, and I appreciate that. What I do on that show is I reach out, and any of the listeners who want to call in and talk and say, hey, look, I have an issue right now. Well, that's what this show does. We talk about everything. Tonight we're going to talk about goal setting. I'm actually bringing my wife and daughter in the studio with me tonight. My family's going to be with the families out there that are listening.
Excellent. Dr. Conte, once again, psychologist and host of Emotional Management. It's happening tonight, 8 to 10, and every Monday right here, News Radio 1020 KDK. Thank you, Doctor.
Definitely. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.